A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Herod the Tetrarch heard about the reputation of Jesus and said to his court, "This is John the Baptist himself. He's risen from the dead. That is why miraculous powers are at work in him." It was Herod who had arrested John, chained him up, and put him in prison because of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife. For John had told him, "'Tis against the law for you to have her." He wanted to kill him but was afraid of the people, who regarded John as a prophet. Then, during the celebration for Herod's birthday, the daughter of Herodias danced before the company and so delighted Herod that he promised on oath to give her anything she asked. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me John the Baptist's head here on the dish." The king was distressed with thinking of the oath she'd sworn and of his guests. He ordered it to be given her, and sent in that John beheaded in the prison. The head was brought in on a dish and given to the girl, who took it to her mother. John's disciples came and took the body and buried it. Then he went off to tell Jesus. And this is the Gospel of the Lord. It seems to be in the modern age that science fiction, my own delight as a child, has been rather supplanted by not just fantasy, but fantasy concerning zombies and vampires. It's in a big bookshop in Glasgow, and there were so many vampire books they had to have them in sub-genres, romantic vampire fiction, as well as, well, presumably the vampire fiction where it's more to do with violence and killing each other. Vampires and zombies. Very significant when an age has a preoccupation. When I was younger, science fiction was still dominant, and that's because we believed that science could do anything. We believed that right up till the moon landings, at which point the confidence in science seemed to vanish. We became aware of how expensive and difficult scientific endeavour is. The moon landings themselves were not repeated. Now it's vampires and zombies. And that's something which is more universal. It's to do with the fear of the dead. It's something that Herod the Tetrarch has in this gospel. He's afraid of John. He's afraid of John for the very good purpose that he thinks that John has come back from the dead, and after all, Herod is responsible for his death. There's something more than that. For him, Herod coming back from the dead is a sign of the resurrection. And the resurrection itself is something that Herod believed in. As other Gospels tell us, he liked to hear John preach. Herod's tragedy is he believed, but couldn't live in accordance with his belief. Resurrection of the dead for Herod then is something to hope for. But he's still afraid. There's something in Herod that hasn't overcome the fear of the dead. And the reason that in so many cultures there is this fear of the dead is because we feel that the dead are jealous of us. The dead are jealous of our being alive. Christ reverses that. Christ comes back from the dead, but not like Herod thinks John the Baptist has come back from the dead. Christ comes back from the dead as the bearer of a new life. It's the nature of Christ's resurrection to share life, and to share divine life, greater than the life we have here. And that's why the risen Christ is really not an object of fear. Of course, some people did fear him. Some of the apostles are afraid. But they're afraid because they can't quite accept that he's really risen from the dead. They can't quite accept that it's really him. And if they don't believe that he's really risen from the dead, then he must simply be a dead person, come back to life. Exactly what Herod thinks John is. As so often John the Baptist tells us who Christ really is, by failing to be what Christ really is. John the Baptist himself does not rise from the dead. He still waits the resurrection. He himself still waits for the healing of the world. That fear of death is still with many people who are afraid of cemeteries. always found that strange. It's partly because I was brought up in a long valley, and at the end of the valley was the big cemetery and crematorium for the whole of the south of Glasgow. I was quite used to hearses passing me daily. And also as a child, I quite liked to play in the cemetery and the crematorium. It's one of the best places to play, full of nooks, crannies, full of things to play in. But much more than that, it was somewhere where I came to a belief in the true life. It wasn't Catholic faith. I lapsed from faith and had to return to the faith. It was simply a belief that life itself could not be suppressed. My grandfather was buried down there, and one day, not long after he died, I had this amazing sense that he was alive. Life and the resurrection. The resurrection itself, though, is more than life after death. Because the resurrection is facing death, and from death, coming to life. And that's the other way that Herod gets it wrong. He thinks that this is John the Baptist risen from the dead, and that is why miraculous powers are at work in him. Because Christ's miraculous powers come before the resurrection. In fact, the risen Christ doesn't really carry out miracles at all. He doesn't heal anybody. He does things that might seem miraculous, but properly speaking, they're natural to him now. The risen Christ can appear in locked rooms, appear and disappear. He can transcend nature because that's the nature of a risen person. Quite different from the miracles which we find in his life before the resurrection. There's a great series of paintings by the English artist Stanley Spencer. A series of paintings about the resurrection. One of the most famous is The Dead Coming Back to Life in Cookham Cemetery. Cookham was the place where he lived, a very small village. It's now famous because of Stanley Spencer. And Spencer himself, a rather confused person, was fundamentally a Christian. And what's wonderful about this is the fact that the dead, when they come out of the graves in Cookham, are so full of life themselves, so happy, so able to reach out for life. It happens in his own backyard. That's why, for me, cemeteries are always blessed places. I love when I get the chance to bless the grave with the prayer which asks for the angels to stand there. And I always think if I need to go somewhere where I can be sure there are angels, it's a cemetery by the graves. I believe in life. I believe that the resurrection itself is much greater than simply living forever in this world. Much, much greater. And I believe that we can feel that sense of the resurrection, a sense of hope, something greater than we can know in cemeteries. They're blessed places, not frightening places. And all these people who worry about zombies and vampires, who like to frighten themselves, well, if they overcome their fear, they understand that we're not simply going back to the dead, but going forward to something greater than we can imagine. These people can be filled with the joy of the resurrection, the joy of the resurrection in their own backyards.